This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Kingsport, Tennessee. Right now, we're at Powell's Drive-In. Come along and join me for a visit with Tom Crosby, the CEO of Powell's, for an inside, behind-the-scenes look just why and how Powell's Drive-In has been a phenomenally successful business since it started in 1956. Industry-wide, across the country, employee turnover in fast food restaurants approaches 100%. But at Powell's, the turnover is less than 14% annually. Right now, we're at the original Powell's in Kingsport that opened in 1956. Tom Crosby, President and CEO of Powell's. Tell me about Powell's and what it is and where it is.
All right. We're located in northeast Tennessee, and we have locations in southwest Virginia. We started in 1956. We're a quick service chain. We're the first restaurant chain ever to win the Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award.
Wow. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. We are the first organization of any type to win the Tennessee Quality Award two times. The second restaurant chain that won the Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award came to our classes. We have a educational arm, the Powell's Business Excellence Institute, and K&N Management out of Austin, Texas, the second restaurant to ever win the Baldrige Award, was a client of ours.
Outlet we're at right now, I mean, this is like a flashback to the 50s.
This is absolutely a flashback to the 50s. Slant roof, the logoed sign is architecturally a structural piece, the element of the building going through like the McDonald's arches of an original McDonald's store.
I was going to ask you, are you sure that the Kroc brothers didn't copy you?
No, but there was some cross-pollination when the first McDonald's that Ray Kroc did was being built. Our founder, Powell, ran into Ray Kroc at the restaurant show, went out and saw the first McDonald's Ray Kroc did while it was under construction. It was very similar to what Powell's doing, but the architecture is kind of a part of its time, part of that 50s era. What you're looking at is a 62-year-old building. Almost everything there is original. We've had to reface the signs and a few things, but most of it's original.
It's all walk-up, or do you have drive-through?
Well, we have 29 locations. This one, and this is Powell's number one. Powell's number two are walk-up only. Have some patio seating on the outside. But our main growth vehicle is a drive-through operation where you pull up on one side, place your order, drive all the way around to the other side, and on the other side we collect payment and hand your order out. When we're at full pressure lunch rush, we average moving a car every 16 seconds off that last window.
Wow, not bad. That's choreography.
Yeah, we feel like we're something to be proud of. We're really focused on training because, you know, all organizations are their people, and so the more successful our people is, the better we're going to be. So when we're going to open a new store, to make sure it opens right, each individual has to have a minimum of 120 hours of training to go out onto a position. But really,
they're 120 hours into it before they've ever really met a customer and interacted.
That's right. They're 120 hours into it, and we're very detailed in the training. And so when we're opening a new store where a lot of our competitors will allocate 7 to 10 hours of pre-training before opening, we allocate a $100,000 budget of training that goes on before we'll ever open a store because we want it to open like it's been there forever and it's just another day. All leaders at Powell's and all managers are definitely teachers and coaches. We formalize that. We do a lot of training on how to be a good teacher, how to be a good coach. We focus on, as I had maybe mentioned earlier, the triple 100, 100% on standard, 100% of the time at 100% volume. Also, when we do our training, the only passing score on any of our material is 100. If you make 99, you failed, and we will go through a whole process to bring you up to speed. Another element of our training is we feel like humans are just like any other component in a business environment. Machinery goes out of calibration, cars go out of calibration, needs tune-up. We feel like humans go out of calibration. So our system is automated to where after you've been fully trained and certified, certified means that we have observed you doing everything absolutely perfect. We'll approach you and say, we saw you do this, you approached station right, you did it 100% correct to our standard the whole time you were there at this high volume. get them to sign the paper. Our system will erase them and say, this person's not certified any longer. You have to go back and recertify them. And so we're in a constant mode of retraining people to maintain that standard constantly.
And then when you order, you don't speak into a microphone. Is that true?
When you place an order at PALS, you're speaking face-to-face with a real live human being, because humans are visual creatures. And one thing that helps with the accuracy is we get a lot of visual cues. Are we calling in right what you're telling us? So if somebody gives us a visual cue that maybe they're not sure we got that right, we can stop and say, this is what you're going to get. Is that correct? And it really, really helps on our accuracy. And it helps on relationship building. Instead of some disenfranchised voice through a box, there's a live human being there talking to you and taking care of you.
And let's talk about employee retention and providing a living wage and the pride of your employees.
We feel like the employees really are great. They're our number one asset, and we really appreciate them. And so we provide all this training, and we provide it in a way that even if they leave us, there's a future skills that they can use other places. And so they really appreciate that. But the whole thing to make it right, now for a brand new person just in high school, we'll start out at minimum wage. But you can get raises back to back according to your performance and how things are going. So you rapidly get pay increases. And it's very easy to get to a point where you can make a living wage here in this market in Tennessee. Now employee turnover.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
For the industry as a whole right now, it's in the just barely under 100%.
Wow. Hours over what period of time?
Per year.
Per year. Wow.
Okay. So basically flip everybody in the period of a year. We're currently running at 13%.
There's got to be signature meals here and iconic. Somebody says PALS and they think of what?
Well, when you say PALS, especially in this market, this is our home market, and you say PALS, and a lot of people will talk to you about hot dogs, French fries, which is seasoned French fry that we call Frenchy fries. They talk about our milkshakes, which are really thick, low overrun milkshake, and then our 32-ounce iced tea. So kind of a large tea beverage at a lower price, pretty ubiquitous across the United States. We started that trend on August the 1st, 1987. And you can go back and look, and nobody was doing it really in a big way until we started then.
Oh, interesting. Let's talk burgers for a second,
because sure.
That's part of my quest is in pursuit of the best burger anywhere in America.
I think we can give you a run for your money to be in the running. Our normal best-selling hamburger is the Big Pal. It's a third of a pound, all U.S. beef patty. We cook them fresh here on the grill. Toast the bun, and then said we normally dress it mayonnaise, tomato, lettuce, onion. We can dress it any way you want, but we're real, real particular about the grade of beef, about exactly how it's patted, about the mouthfeel, the bite. So I think you'll be in for a real good experience with what you're getting ready to eat.
Cool. And talk to us about freshness and sourcing. And
we have very high standards right across the board. Now we source very few things locally. The market's just here is just not set up for that. The beef that we're getting comes out of the Midwest. You know, we know which feedlots, which cows, right down to when we're buying and contracting for our French fries, we know which fields it's coming out of, and we track it through storage, through production. So all of our products, you know, we're very, very particular about.
And your French fries, are they fresh? Made and cut, or how do they come?
No, they're a traditional, like the 1950s. It is a frozen product that we cook.
Everybody loves it, obviously.
Oh, yeah, everybody loves it. I mean, it is a really, really good product. It's a high standard, high solids content for Frenchie fry.
Talk to us for a moment about PALS and how it started in the family.
All right, well, the founder was Pal Barger. His family was running a full-service restaurant called Scobie's. And the one thing he knew is he didn't want anything to do with the restaurant business. He and some of his friends enlisted in the military. He went into the Air Force, was stationed in Austin, Texas, saw an operation there called 2J's, like a branding iron with 2J's on it. And they were unique for what he was accustomed to. Most things was car hops, bringing out silverware, plates, a lot of dishes to wash. They were wrapping everything in paper, putting it in bags. This was in the early 50s. He said, if I was going to do something, that's the way I would want to do it. They wouldn't share any information with him, so he took his field glasses off the base, parked across the street, and counted how many people went in, what he could see on the cash register to understand what's going on. Now, today we call it benchmarking. Back then it was called spying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so as he finished his tour of duty, he came up with this concept, came back, and opened this, where we're sitting, he opened this store in 1956.
And is it still family-owned by his family?
It is. It's a small, privately held company. So Powell's still around. He just turned 88 in August.
Oh, very cool. Well, if I had more time, we'd go say hi to him.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. Matter of fact, I told him about this, but he had another event he was going to this evening.
Well, Tom Crosby, president and CEO of Powell's, and they call it Powell's Sudden Service.
That's correct, Sudden Service. So we kept thinking about, you know, what's quicker than quick? And so we thought sudden was about as quick as you could get. So as a, you know, kind of play on words and let everybody know how fast we are, because we do feel like we dominate the speed in this market.
Yeah, well, 16-second turnaround, that's not bad.
That's right.
All right. Tom Crosby, thanks again. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Kingsport, Tennessee.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.
See you later, alligator!